So each month when we have our workshop, normally, well, we have a lot more to do in this workshop than we normally do because we had an orientation and some housekeeping things and talking about this journey. So typically in a workshop, what we do is we get together like we have here. Let me just pin, let's see if I can pin myself again. Am I pinned? Am I showing pinned? No. Oh. Spotlight. Okay. All right. So typically, these workshops, we get to go through the sequence. We get to learn about the inner nature of each of the oils that we're working with. And then we have time in smaller breakouts in Zoom rooms. Because we had the extra things that we have in the first workshop, we're not going to do small breakouts today, but we're going to do the sequence all together. Okay? So the sequence is sometimes I'll refer to it as a protocol or a sequence. It's an aroma point sequence, which means it's a sequence of placing certain oils with certain points, one after the other. And these sequences are, they're not actually even, so in your bonus courses, you have aroma point fundamentals. And if you want to learn more about aroma point therapy and a really beautiful diagnostic system for or assessment system for assessing what's going on with somebody energetically so that you can then choose a correct sequence for them, that's aroma point fundamentals. It's a bit more clinical. It goes into the history of aroma point therapy, the work that Peter Holmes and I did together to create aroma acupoint therapy, which is now called aroma point therapy that I teach. And then we evolve all of that to where we are, which is aroma point mastery. And the sequences in aroma point mastery are really targeted for soul evolution, but it doesn't mean that they don't help with things like specific things like anxiety or depression or even back pain for that matter. There's a sequence that we do that some people have told me, hey, that really helped me with my back pain. But in general, think about these sequences as supporting your soul growth and relating specifically to the theme. So this theme, embracing the void, has a lot, it basically has everything to do with fear and power. It has everything to do with surrender and faith. And so what that means is that this sequence, these points and these oils are going to support those processes within. The three oils are black spruce, jasmine, and frankincense. And we're going to go through the sequence together right now. I realized that for those of you that are not acupuncturists, which is the majority of you actually, sometimes you can feel a little bit nervous about finding the exact location of the point. I will talk you through it and I'm going to put the chart up for us so you can also see it. But I don't want you to worry too much about it. You know, get in that general area and then just relax. Because if you're worried the whole time that you may not have the location correct, it takes you out of the moment and it takes you out of the receiving. Okay. So get your oils handy. Wait, was there anyone that needed a substitute for anything today? If you typed it before, I apologize. I didn't see it. Type it in again and I'll take a peek.
Oh, hey, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Hi, are you recording?
I think so. Am I?
Oh, okay. Yes,
Hold
you are.
on.
Sorry,
I'm nervous.
I couldn't see it. Yeah, you are.
Okay,
Sorry,
good.
I just wanted
I did go
to
to that mode. Wait, I think I
check.
hit it, but I don't
Yeah, you
know.
did.
Thank you.
No,
Thank you so
you
much.
did. You're good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for looking out for me and us. So black spruce is our first oil that we're going to work with. I recommend a strength of 25 to 50%. So when it says dilution, what that means is that 25 to 50% is the essential oil and the rest is carrier oil. If you're going to make your own dilutions, I recommend using fractionated coconut oil or jojoba oil to make your dilutions. Can you use it undiluted? That question usually comes up. Yes, you can use it undiluted, but it increases the chances of a skin sensitivity reaction. And I will be totally transparent with you. For years in my clinical practice, when I was creating the aroma acupoint therapy sequences, when Peter and I were working together, I was only using them undiluted on people. But inevitably, what happened over time is that I started to see more and more people with issues with the oil. Like if they were doing bergamot on chin men regularly and not diluting, they would get peeled ears. And I had a number of people that if they used undiluted oils consistently, so say in one area every day for a month, they would actually develop skin sensitivity to the oil, and then they would have to lay off that oil for a while. So part of I, this is a, this is, feels important to share with you. I was of the mind when I was co-creating aroma point therapy that it would really only work well if you used them undiluted. I felt like if you diluted them, it was going to interfere with the vibration of the oil. But what happened, and I'm so glad it happened this way, was that there was one of the associates in my clinical practice. She got pregnant, and with her pregnancy, she became really sensitive to smells. And she said, "Tiff, it's just really hard for me to be in the office because there it's so intense." And so I started using our Blue Dolphin essential oils for kids, which are all diluted to anywhere from 10% up to 25%. And so I started using those on people because the diluted oils, because of the way they're bound to the oil, the essential oil is bound to the carrier oil, they aren't as volatile in the air. So you don't smell them as much. So I started using diluted oils in the clinic, and I was still getting brilliant, beautiful results. I didn't actually see any diminishment in the results that I was seeing, the clinical results. So for the reasons that you can still get great results using diluted oils, we can have respect for these oils. You know, it takes a lot of plant material for most oils to produce the essential oil. So we can use less over time, and we can also prevent, potential safety issues for people. So for each of the oils, you'll always see the recommended dilution. Do I still sometimes use them undiluted when I happen to have an undiluted one and I need it? Yes. So don't stress out about it, but this is a great guideline for you. So black spruce, I call black spruce the ancient one or the bridge between worlds. And black spruce is one of the most potent oils that I have worked with in relationship to transforming and transmuting fear, particularly fear in relationship to the unknown. Not knowing what's going to come next with your job or with your work or with money or in the world. These unknowns can cripple the mind with fear response. And black spruce has this way of shifting our nervous system out of the response to fear of the unknown. And when somebody gets shifted out of that, they can very deeply relax. And when people can very deeply relax and their nervous system can be restored and reset, then they can actually navigate in the unknown without completely freaking out or losing it or needing to abuse substances in order to numb out, etc. So I'm just going to give a summary, a very brief summary of each of the oils, and then we're going to do the sequence. With black spruce, we're going to place it over the womb and the sacrum simultaneously. And we call this the womb sacrum cradle. It's really, really powerful. If you're able to treat somebody with this sequence, I recommend doing the black spruce spinal treatment. And I actually have a totally unpro video. We really need to make a new one, but this came from my clinic and it does do the trick. All the important bits are here in this video. So watch the video on how to give a black spruce spinal treatment. And at some point over the month, give a black spruce spinal treatment, and maybe you can find someone to give one to you. Because I can tell you all of these amazing things about black spruce and the spinal treatment, but it's not going to replace, you have to have your own personal experience with it. I would give the black spruce spinal treatment to all of my patients unless they didn't want to have oils on them. This is what I would do for all my new patients. I would do bergamot on chin mint and the black spruce spinal treatment. I mean, those two things alone are a treatment unto themselves, but doing those two things and then carrying on with the rest of my work, which by the way, for you all is whatever you do, if you do kinesiology or you do breath work or you do yoga, whatever you carry on to next will be 4 to 6 times more potent or more effective, or you'll see 4 to 6 times greater change because you started off with bergamot on chin mint and then black spruce spinal treatment. It creates a radical receptivity in the nervous system to receive everything else that you do. There's also a chart for the black spruce spinal treatment there. Okay. Now, the next point in oil we're going to do is jasmine on pericardium 7. And pericardium 7 is on the center of the wrist on the palm side, and it's between the two tendons. It's very easy to find. This point is what we call the source point for the pericardium meridian, and you can think of it as the trust point. It really activating this point activates healthy trust, the vibration of healthy trust within our being. And it also goes directly to the pericardium, recalibrating or attuning the pericardium. Pericardium, by the way, is the sac around the heart. We're going to talk more about pericardium as we go. And then frankincense, we're going to put on yin tong or the third eye, right here between the eyebrows. Oh, sorry, let me go back to Jasmine and say Jasmine's nickname is the restorer of trust and the essence of sensuality. And so we pair Jasmine as the restorer of trust with the trust point here. Frankincense on the third eye, and frankincense is the great connector. Frankincense is a very, very powerful oil ally, and I'm smiling so big because it's sometimes I think of frankincense as like the master of all disguises. It is so mysterious and can support us in so many different ways. I mean, every time I go through Roma Point Mastery and work with frankincense, I see yet another totally profound way that it supports us in transformational journey. But I with frankincense, I always get the sense that it's from the future, like our future selves sent it back to us now to guide us through this time. It is particularly futuristic, and it's particularly star oriented. It has a lot of star or celestial energy to it. Okay, there's plenty more to say about all the oils, but we'll get there. Let's go through our sequence first together. So grab your black spruce, and what you're going to do is put several drops into one hand. And I suppose for good measure, you should ready yourself to put the oil on. So if you have a dress and you need to pull it up, or pants and you need to push them down a little bit, do that before you rub your hands together. Okay, so next thing is you're going to rub your hands together with that oil. Take a nice inhalation. And place one hand over your womb space, whether you're male or female, you have a womb space there in the lower abdomen. And then the other hand goes on the back, pressing your palm into the sacrum. And you are going to, with this technique, actually, I want you to feel like you're really supporting yourself. So feel this cradle. And at any point, if your shoulder's getting fatigued by holding your hand back there, just release your hand. You don't need to be in pain or uncomfortable. Close your eyes and let black spruce do what it does. There's no efforting that needs to be here on your part other than making this connection with your hands. For those of you that have studied or practiced craniosacral, you might begin to feel your cranial rhythms shift here. Let your mind become untethered, feeling the space between things, the space between thoughts. Again, you can release that backhand anytime you like. And hold on the womb for a bit longer here. Bringing your hands up for another inhalation. Notice the depth and stillness. Let yourself relax into that even a little more. It's like snuggling into infinite emptiness. May we all receive right now this collective restoration to our nervous system. Just exactly right for each of you. And any fears or anxieties that you've been carrying around, it can either drop into the earth for composting or blow away into the wind. Into the air as a giveaway. We're coming into the second step in the sequence with this jasmine. And for this technique,
Tiffany, there's a
yeah.
question about which jasmine you prefer. So
Oh,
if you don't mind.
thank you, Guru. Thank you. So you can use jasmine grandiflorum or jasmine sambac for this sequence. I recommend, actually, it really doesn't matter, but I think that originally in this sequence, I had chosen jasmine grandiflorum. So if you can choose from either jasmine sambac or jasmine grandiflorum, choose jasmine grandiflorum. Okay. Jasmine is so amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Tiffany, do you have a recommendation for a substitute for jasmine if we don't
Yeah.
have that one?
Any other floral oil? Do you have a floral? Do you have a rose? Okay. I'm going to assume you're set then. So, Jasmine, wrist. Take a drop. Drop it right out of the bottle, right onto that point. After you got a drop on the point, connect your other wrist to the point, like so. And then just relax your hands down. Close your eyes. There's probably going to be a greater tendency to get distracted with this than with the black spruce on the womb sacrum. And so I want you to choose to presence with yourself right now. You can presence, if you need help presencing, focus on your breath. You might even feel some gentle energy currents move up from that point, up through your arm. Up over the chest. And notice what you notice in your heart center. Yes. And for those of you that have done a lot of work with the oils, can you let Jasmine touch you in a new way right now? Let it show you the next beautiful bit that wants to be revealed to you. And bringing your wrists up, taking a nice inhalation of your jasmine or whatever floral oil you may have used. The floral oils, in general, are bliss inducers. Really feel it now. You can sometimes feel almost like a little bit high from taking in some of the floral oils. You say they ensconce us in a bliss bubble. Okay, and next we're going to work with frankincense. Take a drop of diluted frankincense. And you're going to place it right on your third eye. Letting your eyes close. And when you're touching with your fingers, aroma point, it's a very light touch. It's not acupressure. So if you see your skin indenting, it's too much pressure. The lighter the pressure you have, the greater the impact will be on the mental and emotional body. And when you are intending with light pressure, it's actually a mindfulness technique. In almost every case, when I begin to push hard, it's because I'm not present any longer. Noticing what you notice, but also really relaxing around trying to notice anything. Just be and notice what you notice naturally. When it feels finished, taking in a nice inhalation there. Now you can have the whole combination that you can smell because it's all on you, the frankincense, the black spruce, the jasmine. Nice combo. Just trying to decide something right now. If I do want to put you in a small group breakout briefly. Yeah, I am going to. But I'm going to put you into a small group just for a few minutes, for about 8 minutes or so that you can share your experiences, because I want for everybody to be able to share their experience and let someone else hear it. So, I'll put you into breakout rooms. And when you go into the breakout room, I'll also be typing in the instructions again. Don't worry. I want you to take 2 minutes each. So, someone will need to keep the time. I'll also put it in the chat. Take a couple minutes each and share what you experienced in that sequence. And there's almost always some people that feel like they didn't experience anything, and that's perfectly okay. You don't have to be shy or feel awkward about saying, I don't think I experienced anything. And I also want for what I find is that usually when somebody says they didn't experience anything, I ask them some more questions, and they actually did notice something, but sometimes they don't notice anything until they open their eyes. So it's like when they're actually holding the point in the oil, they're not necessarily feeling anything. But when they open their eyes, they feel more grounded or more relaxed or more easeful, or they're having memories of this or that. So this is about you sharing anything that you experience. There's not a right or wrong way to do it. There's not a right or wrong answer. Just because some people feel more energy than others doesn't mean anything. Other than that, everybody has a different experience. So I'll put you into breakouts, 2 minutes each, share what your experience was like with that sequence, and notice what you notice for themes in the group. So give me just a moment while I put you in. By the way, when one person's talking, nobody else is talking. So you kind of like talking stick style. One person goes, everybody else listens. Next person goes, everybody else listens like this. Okay, and I'm gonna, just in case some of you choose not to go into the breakout rooms, I encourage all of you to go there, but just in case you don't, I'll put two to three per room. Okay, I'll see you on the flip side in about 8 minutes. Hold on 1 second, I gotta do the timing. Let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll do 7 minutes. Okay. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Dun, 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 dun. Is that nice to start to get to know each other a little bit more? We'll have more, we'll do plenty more of that. Oh, Jen, it's so nice to see you. Just staring at your smile. Okay. So,
Differs. Oh, no.
what? Hi, what?
Oh, I was just saying hi.
Hi. Hi. How did your small group go?
Great. It was nice.
Was there a theme?
Well, we just each shared what you share, but we were in different one and are we off as a group gone?
You're talking to the big group now.
Hi, big group. Yeah, no, it was nice because we were from different places and
Was there a
but
theme in
grounding.
relationship to how the oils were, the sequence worked?
Probably grounding and centering, getting through grief for two of the three of us. So yeah, that it was good.
Thank you. All right. So we have about 10 minutes left, and I want to share, pull out just a couple of pearls from each of the three oils, and also show you what I would love for you to engage with if you want to know more about these oils. And one more thing I want to say about this kind of material that you're going to be engaging with in the oils, with the oils. It's definitely more targeted towards the inner nature of the oils, which is a different way of communicating how they impact us. It's looking more at the energetics and what we refer to as the plant spirit. But I do put a little bit for, I'll just show you, make it easier to explain. So in with black spruce, for example, I put the physical properties. So most books on essential oils, this is the information that you can really readily find that will be listed. And then I go into generally what that oil will treat on a physical level. So you can check all of that out. And then there's the mental and emotional aspects. And that's when you start to see it get a bit more into the inner nature or the plant spirit aspects. So I want to highlight this down here. Because of black spruce's affinity for water element and the kidneys, it's an important oil for transforming all mental and emotional imbalances that are rooted in fear, particularly fear of the unknown. Its simultaneously grounding and lifting effects give black spruce an overall recalibrating and restabilizing impact. Additionally, it generates a healthy push-pull dynamic within the mental, emotional, and spiritual realms. This in turn helps us to calibrate the light and dark, or the light and the shadow experience within, appropriately for our own soul growth. Black spruce can help us to navigate the human path of being a spirit within a physical body, divinely here with the opportunity to manifest our potential destiny. Black spruce is a really powerful oil for connecting with your ancestors who are not on the earth plane any longer. And if you do ancestral work, you can add this to your practices and you'll probably notice some really powerful shifts. If you haven't done ancestral work, how about this? If you haven't done ancestral work, but you feel curious about it, come to my office hours and I'll touch in on that. Because it can be really, really powerful work. We've also added, by the way, to your bonus courses, I think tending the ancestral wounds, which gets into some ancestor-related work or connect with the oils. So for each oil, you're going to have this main handout, which you can print if you like. And then see here, it can get kind of lost if you don't know it's there. That's the inner nature audio. You would just hit play there. So I was telling you earlier, if there's just one thing that you can engage with each of the oils based on time in your month, do the inner nature audio. Then the leadership and group facilitations, this is really nice because for those of you who are in leadership positions or are practitioners, and by the way, you may not think of yourself in a leadership position, but you sort of are in your family or in your community because people come to you for guidance or for help or for support. This is a really cool section for each of the oils where you get to see how that oil can specifically support you in being a better leader. And you can even take these so far as to see, I say this in an uncomplicated way. Just to give a really practical example, the consulting work that I do with creators, a lot of them will struggle with finding their voice, particularly on social media, and will work with the oils to help support them in finding their voice on social media so that it really is authentically them. So this is another way that you can utilize this information for each of the oils. And then there's videos. Some of these videos were filmed several years, multiple years ago in my clinic. So you'll see me at different stages. Okay, now I want to look at jasmine, the restorer of trust and essence of sensuality. And jasmine, one of the most powerful inner nature attributes of jasmine is that it It's not a, it's the reason why I'm hesitating is because what I'm about to say is not a psychological phenomena. It really is an energetic resonance phenomena. And jasmine has a very strong affinity for the pericardium, which is the sac around the heart. And in Chinese medicine, the pericardium is what takes all of the blows in life. When we get betrayed or when we betray ourselves, when there's deceit, when we've been backstabbed, any number of these, when our heart is broken, any number of things that we all experience if we live long enough on earth. And the pericardium sort of takes it all. So it takes the stabs and the jabs and the cuts and the punches, and it can become more hardened actually over time, actually physically and energetically. And because the heart needs to breathe, that energy center needs to breathe, if the pericardium is sort of cinching around the heart can't breathe like it wants to. And at first, heat builds up around the heart. And in Chinese medicine, we can feel this in the pulse, we can see it on the tongue. Heat will build up around the heart. And if it's not shifted over time, it actually turns into coolness, coldness around the heart, bitterness, cynicism. And so this return to trust is an important part of our own, each of our own individual journeys. Because if we don't return to trust, then we never actually get to experience the fullness of of our emergent self, because we're always guarded, we're always defended, we're always holding back in some way or lashing out in some way because of that protection that's a response to pain or to trauma or to betrayal. So I've never met anyone on planet Earth that hasn't experienced heartache or heartbreak or betrayal. So we can all use jasmine, and jasmine is going to recalibrate our capacity for trust. It's recalibrating our capacity for trust on an energetic level. And from that energetic recalibration, we get to experience the psychological ramifications. Jasmine is one of my key oils that I use when I'm treating people that have strong trauma backgrounds or that are in active trauma healing or healing from the impacts of trauma. It's a beautiful oil if somebody has experienced sexual trauma. And in that case, I would recommend putting it on CV4. And you can have them do that daily, CV4. You can write that down and look up that point on the internet. So there's a beautiful write-up here for Jasmine. And I love the mental and emotional aspects. And I'll be sharing with you for all of these oils, I'll be sharing more material in the forum that's from my Inner Nature book and from the Oracle deck as well that I think you'll love. I'm going to read this last paragraph out loud with you, Jasmine. This is Jasmine Sambach in particular. Jasmine Sambach provides a pilot light of sorts down deep in the darkest places. Like a nightlight for a child, it serves as a totem and emblem for safety. The small, still message of Jasmine Sambach to the root of our being is, you are safe, you are safe, you are safe, and you are strong, stronger than you think. Okay, and just like with the others, you're going to see. Oh, I guess here we have it Jasmine in depth instead of an inner nature. I'll ask Robin about that, but also check out Jasmine in depth. And then we have the chakra power and Jasmine with leadership and group facilitation. Oh, this is an extra, like a bonus audio that we put in there about Jasmine and trust that I think you'll like. Okay, our last one. I know I'm going a couple minutes over time. If you need to leave, so much love to you. I'm so happy you are here and you made time for this. And I can't wait to see you in the next engagement and on the forum. Okay, frankincense, I want to point out a couple things here quickly. Frankincense, the great connector. Frankincense is a really powerful oil from a fragrance perspective because it contains all of the fragrance categories. And we're going to talk more about the dynamics of fragrance as we move forth in this. I actually have a whole section in AromaPoint Fundamentals course, which is on your course portal, where I go through the whole dynamics of fragrance chart and talk about that. I think that would be a really nice thing for you to check out. Frankincense, it's an oil that has the ability to transport us outside of time-bound experience. It offers a unique transformative opportunity in relationship to time-borne trauma. In other words, the medicine of frankincense helps specifically with the healing, with healing the aspects of trauma that are anchored in time. In trauma resolution, it is developmentally essential to have a reckoning and acknowledgement of the trauma which connects us to the time in which it happened, and also a metaphysical untethering of that trauma, both from both time and matter within the soma, the body, and the psyche. That's really powerful. In this way, we can have memory of trauma without the reactivation of the destructive underpinnings. This gives birth to transcendent wisdom and quantum mobility within one's experience. This manifests as an increasing peace that passes all understanding and brilliantly natural connectivity between trust and faith. So you can see how important frankincense is. And a little extra note about frankincense and abundance in money challenges. Frankincense is such a powerful oil because oftentimes with money challenges, I know this one well myself, where it's like I'll be in the flow and trusting money arriving, you know, that money will arrive when it needs to arrive. And then as it starts getting closer to a deadline when something is due, and say it's a large amount of money that's due at a certain deadline, and I have so much less than that in my bank account, then I start feeling that squish or that squeeze. And I know if I go into that squeeze in my nervous system and also with where I'm putting my attention, which is actually what comes first. I put my attention on the squeeze and then my nervous system contracts. And when we're in that state, we actually can't receive the flow of greater abundance. So, and actually of money flow. So it's really important to relieve that pressure in relationship to time and money. And frankincense does that like no other oil. You can put it on the third eye. You can sit and meditate with it. You can do cupped hand inhalations. I consider it a very powerful abundance oil. Okay, check out the summary charts I will be keeping an extra eye out on the forum for questions that I might have missed in this time together. And I'm going to check the chat right now. Okay, beautiful. Oh, great question. How often do we repeat this sequence during the month week in the personal transformative journey? You can actually do it as much as you want. I wouldn't do it more than once a day. Some people will do it every day for 5 to 7 days in the beginning, and then they start to space it out as the month goes on. I'm going to give you some general guidelines. So I would do it at least once a week and no more than once a day. At least once a week and no more than once a day. If you really, really want to steep yourself in this sequence and the power of this sequence, then do it every day for 3 days. And then take a 4-day pause and do it again. And then you do it every 3 days after that. But if it ever feels like too much, just stop. You don't need to do it every 3 days just because I said so. If it's overkill, don't do it. But in general, you're not going to have negative ramifications from it. You just might not experience as big of a shift. I do sequences on myself every day of some kind because I love the effects of the oils. But with this sequence, I'll probably do it every day for the next 3 days. And then the suggestion I just gave you, wait 4 days, do it again, and then do it at least once a week. But I will be working with these three oils every day. Think I hear someone unmute. Do we have a question? Okay.
I did. I unmuted myself, but then
Yeah.
there was a helicopter flying over and I quickly muted myself
Oh,
again.
that's funny.
Sorry.
No problem.
So I was wondering why you do it, why you're suggesting that sequence, the 3 day, use it for 3 days and then take a four day break and then use it again for 3 days. I was, yeah, what's behind that?
Oh, so in that, I would say use it for 3 days, wait for 4 days, and then use it again, but you don't have to use it for 3 days again. You can do it, every 3 or 4 days after that. So it's
Okay.
just that initial beginning, and it's because it's just like anything. If you do something every day, you're really steeping yourself in it. So you're going to notice more. So you do it every day for 3 days to steep yourself in it, to notice, and then give yourself a break so that when you do the sequence again, you really notice again what's happening. What is this shift in my experience? And then after you do it for 3 days, experience that, wait for 4 days and experience that, then you can decide. Do I want to do this every day because it feels so darn good? Or is it so powerful that I really don't need to do it every day? I'm going to wait 3 or 4 days and do it again.
Okay, thanks for explaining that.
Yeah. And I'm glad you asked that. Inevitably also comes the question of what if I just wanted to do one something, just one thing from the sequence? Can I do that or do I need to do all three together? You certainly can. If you want to do just the Black Spruce Womb Sacrum Cradle, you certainly can do that. If there's one day when all you want to do is the frankincense on Yin Tong, do that. But also get to know the sequence. Question. Could I use black spruce to help a 10-year-old girl suffering from crippling? Yes. I treated for a while, I was actually treating a lot of kids around that age that had anxiety problems, and one little boy who had a full-on phobia of going over to other people's houses. And in every case, black spruce was central to the shift for them. Okay. I just want to keep hanging out with you and staring at you. But it's also 12:07 at night here. This is my window to sleep while the baby's sleeping. Hey, for you all that might have not have known, I just had a baby 14 weeks ago. One of these engagements, I'll bring her on for you all to say hi. We'll have on gallery view like this, and we'll hold her face up, and you just watch her eyes get really big. So I'm going to go to sleep, and you all are probably mostly going to be starting your day. It's been such a true, true joy and pleasure to be with you. And we're just getting started. We're going to have so much nourished fun together. Let's unmute ourselves and say goodbye. And thank you, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Tiffany. Goodbye,
Bye.
everybody.
Thank you.
Bye,
Thank you.
everyone.
Hey,
Bye.
team.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Dream
Thank you.
well.
Bye. 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 Bye.
So much love.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.